sugya. We're gonna trying to bring out more of the sugya. I really wanted to spend a little bit more time in the sugya. I really wanted to start Chandarego. Matonet Zayin Amaharetz ever says. So you have to really, we have to get moving over here. But a little bit more, we'll spend a little bit more time here in the sugya. The Gemara is talking about the toldos of Karen. What are the toldos of Karen? Neshicha, Revitza. I'm sorry, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, and Beita. We go in the order of the body, and then the Neshicha, Revitza, Beita. Says the Gemara, Neshicha tolda deshenu. The Gemara says, Neshicha is a tolda deshenu. Says the Gemara, nay. Says the Gemara, can't be tolda deshenu. Deshenu, Yeshad ala zeka. Ani, ein hana ala zeka. That's the Gemara says. Like the Gemara, Vitza, Beita, tolda de regalu. Loi. Regala zeka matzoi. Ani, ein a zeka matzoi. Ella told the same. Love kids even though my papa hire. Ella. So what's he saying? So now we have over here something I did not give out. The Rishonim, both two Rishonim, Tos Tam and Rebbeinu Tam, and the Tos Harosh, asked the question: why are we saying Shein Yesh Ano LaZeka? This is not Ano LaZeka. Why don't we say that over here? Talk about Kavanos LaHazik. Siravitza is a told the Shein. Say no. That the Ravitza's told is Kavanas al-Hazik. Why are we focusing on that the Shein has had another Zekah, this doesn't have another Zekah? Say this has Kavanas al-Hazik, therefore it's Karen. And the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, it's not really a question, it's more of just a Ha'ara. The Gemara says, why is Neshicha tolda of Karen and not Shein? Because Neshichas ain't anol azeka. Say, because Neshichas kavanos alazik. If it was like Karen,
we're saying it's Shane. So the whole right. The proper way to explain that it's not Shane is to say it's not like Shane.
I hear it doesn't match up with the Av. We're trying to compare it to the Av.
So but you could say, oh, it's Karen and Shane. We're trying to explain away.
So that's what the Tos HaRosh says. Tos HaRosh says, v'loy kamer Shane ain't kavanos alazik. How kavanos alazik? Mishum dechoyme de Shane nokat la afuke me Shane. We want to take it out of Shane. Say, why can it not be Shane? So the ukmi betolda the Karen. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. The Talmud HaRashba says something different. To know what the if there's a machlokes here, he says, listen, you're right. They could have said shein ein kavanas lahazik, ha kavanas lahazik. V'hainu hach. What does v'hainu hach mean? It's the same thing. It's six of one, half dozen of the other. No, it's the same thing. You could say six, you could say half dozen. It's just the Kavanos LaHazik and Hanola Ezekiel are Be'etzem Astira Minei Obey. So therefore, it's as if we said that. We said, Shein Ein Hanola Ezekiel. It's as if the two of them are, it's basically the same thing. Kivan Shein Lo Hanola Ezekiel, Re'ina Miskavenes La'anosa El LaHazik. So from the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, we're seeing is that Kavanos LaHazik and Hanola Zeka are steered to each other. And Tainuach. From the Tos HaRosh, it doesn't look like that. Tos HaRosh says, you're right, it could have done that. But we're looking to focus on why it's not Shein, not why it is Karen. And it seems like it's not, he's the same, that it's not really Hainuach. Perhaps the Machlokes is as follows. What is the aside of Hanola Zeka? How would you translate the words Hanola Ezekiel? Anyone, you translate it? Not literal translation, but what does it mean Hanola Ezekiel?
Enjoyment for the damage.
It enjoys the damage. That's one way to translate it. I don't have another way to translate it.
Is Hanoh in addition to the damage?
It did the damage to get Hanoh. Or in another language would be Kavanos LaHazik. This machloikas we had is really the machloikas we spoke about on Thursday. Machloikas between the Rajba and the Talmud HaRashba. What happens when the animal bites on the cookie? For what purpose did it bite on the cookie? Because it wanted to eat it, but it didn't end up eating it. So did it end up getting Hana? No. Was it driven by Hana? Yes. Says the Rajba, because it's driving force was Hana, therefore it's called Hana Lezekai. Even though it shouldn't say Hana Lezekai, so what should it really say, Chaim David? Kavanos Lahana. That's what the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says. Okay, the Kavanos Lahana is a direct steerer to Kavanos Lahazik, because which was his Kavana, Lahana Lahazik. However, if you but the Talmud HaRashba, there argues on the Rashba. Talmud HaRashba says no, Hanah Lazeka means that it got Hanah, derived Hanah. It's not about what's driving it, what's its driving force. It's about did it get the hanor or not? Therefore, the Talmud Rashba says if a behema bites into a cookie and does not get hanor, what type of mazik is that? Karen. Doesn't say kavanos lahazik because it's not kavanos lahazik. And that was our shaila that we asked. If it's Karen and it's not kavanos lahazik, you should have a case of Tolda Sam, not Fiyotzivim, because it's not kavanos lahazik. But Lefiza, is there a stira between Hano Lazeka and Kavanos Lahazik intrinsically is one a stira to the other? No, because Kavanos Lahazik means
you wanted to damage.
You wanted to damage. Hano Lazeka means
he
according to this, he got Hano. It's not a stira. The two of them are not a stira to each other. Therefore, it says the Tosafot Rashi and Hanami, but our focus is in why it's not Shein. Our focus is not in making a Karen. Once it's not Shein, it will automatically. It could be that's the Machlokes here. What'd you say?
The other.
We have two. There's a Talmud Rabbeinu Tam and there's a Talmud Rashba. You can't get confused. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says that there is a that Hanola Zeiko and Kavanos Lahazik are steers to each other. We said that goes like the Rashba himself. But the Rashba says the holy side of Hanola Zeiko is Kavanos Lahanah. Kavanos Lahanah, Kavanos Lahazik are steered to each other. Therefore, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is like the Rashba. And the Talmud HaRashba is like the Tosafos HaRosh. The Tosafos HaRosh seems to say it's not a stira. But our focus right now is to tell us why it's not Shein. It's not to tell us why it is Karen. Focus on why it's not Shein. That's why we're saying that it's Ein Hanah LaZeiko. We could have said Kavanos LaHazik, but that's not our focus right now. We're not trying to focus on that. Okay. Now, Rabbi, so we're going to go further in the sugya, and I want to say something here that I think is very, very important. It's the claim chikas diyak that we could possibly make. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says it's phallus. Says the Gemara, Elo told the Seyem, Lav kyotzim, Nara papa haya. I leima ahani, if it's going back on these that we just mentioned. Maish no keren the kavanos lahazik umon chashim rasan alecha. Hani nami kavanos lahazik umon chashim rasan alecha. So what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is saying, why should keren be any different than its tolus? Why should it be any different? What do you mean? The Gemara says because it's similar in the fact that the Karen has Kavanos Lahazik Moncha Shmerasin Alecha, and the Tolus also have Kavanos Lahazik Moncha Shmerasin Alecha. Therefore, they should have the din of Tolus Em Kiyotzman. And the Gemara accepts that. In other words, let's get it clear. What are we looking for when we say Tolus Em Kiyotzman or Lav Kiyotzman? Are we looking for them to be similar in their personality or in their din? In their din, we want to know if Tolasim ki yaitzibam, are they also chayiv, or they also chayiv nezik shalim, or not, in their din. And the Gemara then says that they're similar in their personality. Maishna karen de kavanosay lahazik. So we're talking about, I use the word personality, but the tchuna. Right? So we're saying, the Gemara is saying they have similar tchunas, therefore what should follow? Similar din. But what would be if you had a karen that had a different tchuna? A told of Karen and a different tchuna, then we can entertain that perhaps it will have a different din. And that was the question that we asked. We said we found a Karen that has a different tchuna. What's a Karen that's not Kavanos Lahazik? According to the Talmud Ha Rashba, Karen, when a case of an animal bites and its intention is for Hana, it's not Kavanos Lahazik, right? He calls it a told of Karen, and the Chayra, that's a Karen that doesn't have the tchun of Karen, that should be told the same like Yitzhak. Okay. Now, you look in Rashi, there's a teeny weeny little dik in Rashi. But the base iron is of Aaron Wolkin. That sefer is out of print and very difficult to find. We have one of our alumnus, Shmuel David, is an enochel of Aaron Wolkin, and he wasn't able to get us a hold of the sefer. It's practically impossible to get a hold of, but hopefully one day we'll get it. Makes this deep. Look at Rashi. Maishno Karen, right at the bottom. Go to that Rashi for a second. I'm going to go back to the other Rashi, but I want to get this Rashi for a second. Maishno Karen. De Mechayiv de Kavanos Lahazik. That right there is a loaded Rashi. Maishno Karen. De Mechayiv de Kavanos Lahazik. What's Rashi telling us? The tchuna is the sibas hachiyuf. So when we say that, in other words, Rashi is setting a precedent And if the Gemara is later going to say Maishna Shein de la no lezeka, what does the Gemara mean?
Why is it chayav?
And Maishna Regel de zeka motzi, what does it mean? And Maishna Eish the koyach acher meuruf boy, what does it mean? Siba to be machayav. That fits very well with Rashi, because take a look at Rashi in the Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi says, Maishna Eish, Gimel Amid Beis, Dekoyach Acham Murboy, smack in the middle of the Gemara. Vahave Leila Suke Adaite. What does it mean, Vahave Leila Suke Adaite? He should have thought about it. So this is a reason why you should be Chayek. Koyach Acham Murboy, according to Rashi, is a Sibas Hachiyuf. Dehave Leila Suke Adaite. You should have thought about this. Koch Acham Urbo is a reason why you should have thought this animal would have damaged. Therefore, it's a Siba to be Chayiv. And all of the times when the Gemara brings the Masik and brings the Tchuna is a Siba Sachiyuv. Maishna Karen, the Koch Acham, the Maishna Karen, the Kavanas Lahazik. What does that mean? Karen is a Siba to be Chayiv, Kavanas Lahazik. Maishna Shein, Dan Ola Zeka, Siba to be Chayiv. Maishna Rego, Zeka Matsa, Siba to be Chayiv. Maishna Eish, the Koch Acham Urbo, what? Siba to be chayav. Who is going to have to argue on this? Toisvis on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Because Toisvis on Daf Beis Amid Aleph asks a question. His question is, he asks that, why don't we ever say a churma that exists by Eish that doesn't exist by the other mazikim? Says Toisvis, because there isn't one. It doesn't exist. Ay koyach achar mu'uruf boy? Says Toisvis, ein ze churma? It's not a chumra to koyach av mu'ur shein oil chodai to come a shoyroi. It's not a chumra.
Rashi didn't say that.
Gemara could be saying that, even though it's not, that's the whole thing. That's Shabbat right.
Says, says.
Rashi
didn't
say it's simply chayiv. Just said, you should be careful. It's
chayiv, what does it mean? Havalei asugi, he should have thought about it. In other words, we're blaming him for that.
Rashi didn't say that.
He should have thought about it. Havalei asugi adaite. He should have thought about it. Rashi's saying you should have thought about it. That makes
that
pshia pashtus. Rashi's going to learn pshia is the machayev. Okay, it's not mafurish. Rashi says the pshia. Kolech achmu boy makes the pshia. How about the sukkah daita? There's a pshia. Pshia pashtus is going to be the machayev. It's not mafurish, but that's what we're going to see. But right, it's not mafurish. Rashi is using kolech achar as making him more guilty. We'll say that. Tosis is going to do the opposite. Tosis says, so what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Maishna Eish, the Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Boy? Says Tosis, the Gemara means to say, Maishna Eish, that even though Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Boy, still your Chayev. Now, according to Rashi, that's not going to work. Because Rashi puts the word Demechayev before he says Kavanos Alahazik, before he says Anol Azeko. So then Koyach Achar, so you're going to have to say, Maishna Eish, the Chayev. Because of Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Boy.
He says it's applying to every case just because it says it's here, like coming out of the Razi. And if it is, it's every single time. The Gemara does the same thing a lot of times, it means a lot of different things.
What? So then.
Rashi should say over there what's going on over there.
What is Rashi, then what's Rashi doing over here?
Over here?
Yeah.
Over here, the Mechayev Kavanos Lahazik. Yeah. The Gemara makes a comparison and says, because it's Kavanos Lahazik. Until then, we're talking about the Din. Right? The Kiyetz Ben Alav Kiyetz Ben is only Din. So what's the Gemara saying, Kavanos Lahazik? That's not, who cares, Kavanos Lahazik? The point is, if they have the same Din, they have the same Din. If not. So Rashi's explaining that if they have the same Mechayev, they should have the same Din.
So you're saying the Mechayev is Kavanos Lahazik?
So then,
the Mechayev is going to be Koyach Achar. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what Rashi's doing. Rashi's saying that when we're saying,
so if it's not,
if it's not true there, then it's not true here. If it's not true by Koyach Achar, it's not true here either. What's the Sibas? Hold a second. By Ish, what's the Sibas HaMachayev? What's the Sibas HaMachayev?
No. This
right. And over there, it's Mincha? Really?
I don't know.
So that means
it's weird. It sounds weird.
That means touch the source. That means Tosas holds in every case of the Sibas HaMachayev.
No, we're gonna see.
Okay.
Give me some space. So Tosas is learning that when it says Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Boy, it's saying Af Al Pi. Tosas said Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Boy still Meman Chesh Marasan Alach. tachsuch mir Tosfos and Rashi are mashmah going in different directions. But let me explain it to you, my friends. Okay, this is very, very wichtig. According to Tosfos, what's the pshat? What's the machayev? Memoin chashmirosan alecha. That's the machayev of Eish. It's memoin chashmirosan alecha. So then, that would lechayev. Then all the machayevim should be memoin chashmirosan alecha. Taka, who says that all the machayevim are memoin chashmirosan alecha? Does anyone know? There's one shittas achrayim that says all the mazikim really have the same machayev. Memoincha shemasan alecha. Who's that? His name is Rabbi Yitzchok Zev Halevi Soloveitchik, otherwise known as the Briskerov. The Briskerov, in his very mechudishtik shtikl, writes that all the mazikim in the machayev is memoincha shemasan alecha. That's the whole machayev, and they all have the same machayev. All the mazikim have the same machayev, and harbe hikshu alav. This Briskerov is probably the most the shverest Briskerov in Sefer. It's very, very difficult to go with that. So we're going to try to say a little bit different. All the kashas, Reb David asked a lot of kashas about it on Shabbos, but I'm going to leave that alone. I'd like to say the following thing. Tosfos learns that the Gemara is not saying the Machayev Bechal. The Gemara is coming to say the personality of the Mazik. Eish has personality. What's the personality of Mazik? It's Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Bo. That's the Taich of the Mazik. So there's a mazik called Eish. What's the mechayev of the mazik of Eish? It has memoincha shmosan alecha, but it's not exclusive to memoincha because it's Eish, and Eish is going to be a unique mechayev of Eish. What's unique about it? Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Bo is unique about it, but because it's the same tchunas, it's identical. Yes, yes, because that's what's going to make
that's what's been allowed. Kiyotzman is, do they have the same characteristics? So what makes it a tchunah?
Because it has the same characteristics.
It has the same characteristics. Correct. So when the Gemara asks, does it have, is it Kiyotzman or Lav Kiyotzman? What's the question?
The Gemara's question is it going to be the same Chayev or not? Says the Gemara. Maishna Eish. Exactly. So even though it's Koyach Achar Mu'uruf Bo, it's Chayev, this is the same thing as Eish. Why should it be any different? It looks like Eish, so one's a rock and the other one's a fire. It's the same Tchunas. So it falls exactly under Eish. Boom.
So it should have the same halacha.
Correct.
So it's the same.
No, because the Vort is, the Gemara is not saying Maishna Eish de Mechayev the Kavanos Lahazik. The Gemara is saying Maishna Eish, that this is Eish because of Memon Cheshmasan Alecha, and it's Chayev, so the Chayev goes at the end of the statement, not in the beginning of the statement. In other words, according to Tosfos, Kavanos Lahazik is not even a Siba to be Chayev.
It's just a
Siba
of what it is.
So the
Mechayev could be Memon
Cheshmasan
Alecha.
Meaning, why should we make a difference between them?
Yeah, but what we're saying is like this. We don't have to say as Vait as the Briskerov that each one has the same Mechayev.
Why not?
I'll explain to you. Because the mazik is now called the mazik of Keren. It has the memon chashmasan alecha, and it has the kavanos lahazik. So therefore, it's a unique mazik. There's different mazikim. Each one is its own mazik. You're right. You need the memon chashmasan alecha to make it chayiv. What's the mechayiv? Not memon chashmas. The mechayiv is Keren, Shane, Regal. Each one has its own personality. Each one is unique. It's its own personality. This Fadin's Rabbi said, this will answer a question that the Birkas Yaakov. The Birkas Yaakov is Razalmin not the Libowitz. Einakul of Rabbaruch Ber Libowitz. And he asked the following question. Yes, I don't get it. Which one happens the most often? Karen Shane or Rego? Which one happens the most?
Rego.
So who cares that Karen is Kavanas Lahazik? Regal's king. Because Regal is Sekhon Matzoi. So, what's the svar of Kavanas Lahazik? If I wrote Regal, I wouldn't know Karen. Why? Because Karen is Kavanas Lahazik. So what? But Regal's king. Regal's a Sekhon Matzoi.
So the things that apply to Regal that don't apply to Karen.
But our Mishnah says if I would have written Karen, Regal, I wouldn't know Karen. Why not? Regal is a Sekhon Matzoi. It's king. Regal's king over Shane. Regal is the most common. Regal is the biggest mazik. So why is it not Regal? What are these svaras? Esker Zalman Nota. What are these svaras? Kavanas Lahazik Anola Zeke. What are these svaras? Well, if you what we're saying in Tosfos, the svaras are. It's a new taichin of mazik. It's not saying this one is more reason to be chayiv than that one. It's a different characteristic. It's a different personality. They're different.
We're saying if they're exactly the same, so they share the same halachas.
The toldos are the same.
Meaning, but since the toldos had the
same characteristic, they have the same halachas. Why is Shane different than Karen? Because Shein is Hanola Zeke, Karen is Kavanas Lazik. Does that mean one is more Mazik than the other? No. It's not more, it's just different. You can't learn one from the other. It's a different animal. It's a different thing. That's what the Gemara means to say. They're different. So Eish, you can use a kula to say different. Eish is Koyach HaMurvbo. You're right, it's a kula. But that makes Eish Eish. That's Eish's personality. That's the new mazik called Eish. There's a mazik called Eish. There's a mazik called Karen. There's a mazik called Shein. There's a mazik called Regel. That's what the Gemara is doing. If the Tolda has the same tchunas as the Av, it's going to fall smack right underneath the Av Tolda, the same Kiyotze Behem. But it doesn't have to necessarily be Mikoyach HaMechayiv. It can be Mikoyach HaKulam. That's the way that Tosfos learns. Rashi perhaps argues for this. And it might be the Machlekes is as follows. We say we're gonna maybe the Machlekes is in the Yuvelt Chakira of what's the Machai when a person's animal is Masik. We have two Pshata. Anyone remember the two Pshata? Either Pshi and the Shmira or your mom and his Masik. If it's Pshi and the Shmira, so who are we really holding accountable? You! Do we care if the animal looks like this or the animal looks like that? If the animal is this, the animal is that? It's really all about you. So the question is, if, are you someone who should be held more accountable? Says Rashi, Koyach Acher L'muhurvoy, Havalei La'asuke Adaite. What does that mean?
You should have been careful.
You should have been careful. You. That's the pointing to you. Tosfos says, let's talk about the animal. Let's talk about the mazik. Tosfos is focusing on the nature of the mazik. I want to know, is this animal Kavanasa Lahazik? Or is this animal Hanola Zekle? Because Tosfos is focusing not on how much I should have been worried about, or what I should have been careful for, but Taich the Mazik for me, because Tosfos is having, what's the Mazik? Who's the Mazik? The Mazik is the Mamon. The Shor is the Mazik. Shari Memoinoi Hizik. His Mamon was Mazik. Now that the Mamon is the Mazik, so therefore Tosfos says, I could see different Mamon being Mazik in different ways. And Zion, that's the machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos.
According to Rashi, we're saying that the machayev is kavanas lahazik by both of them, but that's not true. The chayev by a tolda is that it's like.
What do you mean?
It's not because it's kavanas lahazik, it's because it's similar to the.
Which is kavanas lahazik.
It happens to be that's how it's similar.
And
to the we're never really saying that the machayev is kavanas lahazik.
What's the problem? There's not a problem. Okay.
So then they're sort of agreeing.
No.
Because no. Rashi's also saying that it's not really the Machayev that we're shtelling on. Because the
Av is Chayev. Why is the Av Chayev?
Because the Kavanas Lahazik.
So why is the Tolda going to be Chayev?
Because it's similar to the Av.
No, the word's Kavanas Lahazik. It's just another way of saying the same thing. You can't say the Tolda's Chayev for a different reason than the Av.
But that's not the Var, right? That's not what the Gemara is saying.
Yes, the Gemara is saying that because it's similar to the Av, therefore it's going to have the same Machayev as the Av, which is Kavanas Lahazik.
So we didn't know that before? It's the same as the Av, that it's Machayev because it's similar to the Av?
Well, no, we didn't. Because we thought they were Toldas that are Chayev, not because they're similar. That's what the Gemara is going through. Give me the Toldas. This Tolda is exactly the same, yeah, so therefore...
Now that we establish it, it's not the goof that it's similar to Shein or similar to the horns.
Right.
So
right.
Now we're seeing its characteristics, right. And that's what kind of...
Okay. So, when Rashi says over here that Ravitza and Be'ita are not a tolda of Regel, they're a tolda of Karen, Rashi says, Ein hazikon matzi. So we're going back one Rashi. What does Rashi say? Hilkach. Tolda de Karen heim. The ein azekon matzi, the ein anola azekon, umishal mechatzei nezek yekeren. Rashi is explaining why they are told of Karen. Rashi says two reasons: they're not azekon matzi and they're not anola azekon. Mishal mechatzei nezek yekeren. So I have a few diukim here in this Rashi, Rabbi Isai. First of all, why does Rashi put hazekon matzi before anola azekon? Before you say anything, look at the Rashi before. Rashi Dimaschal Beita does a very similar thing. Beita Shabbat Braglev Shabbat Zekelim. Va'ahochi have it told the Karen. The Kavanosa Lazik Karen. Ve'ain Hanola Zeka Kikaren. Ve'ain Zeka Matsi Tadir. Hilka have it Karen. The Chalim Shalhud of Bezin Gilm Pomakachim Shalas Chalim. It's practically the identical Rashi. But before Rashi says first Hano Lezeka and then Hezeka Matzi. Rashi says Ein Hano Lezeka Ki Karen Vein Hezeka Matzi. Here Rashi says Hil Kachtola the Karen Hein De Ein Hezeka Matzi Vein Hano Lezeka. Why does Rashi switch? Rabbi Yochanan
doesn't even
mention Hano Lezeka. Correct.
Why did Rashi say here Hezeka Matzi Tadir?
Oh, doesn't say Tadir. Also
maybe
true.
Maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Hano Lezeka is the same thing as Kavanah Salah.
Could be. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. You understand, my dear? Why does he switch the order? One question. Another question, Rabbi Yisai, is that Tosfos said, Rashi said before, they are told of Karen, why? Because Kavanah Salahazik, Ve'ein Hano Lezeka, Ve'ein Hezeka Matzui. Rashi down here doesn't even mention Kavanah Salahazik. Rashi down here doesn't make any mention of Kavanah Salahazik. That's strange. And then the next line in the Gemara, the Gemara says,
"My." That's all folks in Gemara, and folks in Gemara here is to the Fokish and Regal.
What?
All folks in Gemara here is to the Fokish and Regal.
In other words, what Avi's saying is as follows. The Gemara knew that Karen was Kavanos Elahazik. And the Gemara knew that Ravitz and Beita is Kavanos Elahazik. The Gemara thought, even though it's Kavanos Elahazik, Abre Lemaisa. It was done with the regel. It should be regel. Ravitza Bita told the regel. The Gemara didn't know Kavanah Salahazik. The Gemara knew Kavanah Salahazik. And that's why the Gemara thought that even if it would be a told of the regel, what did Rabbeinu Peretz say? How much was it going to pay? Even if it's a told of the regel? Chatzineze. The Gemara knew that. Says the Gemara, no. Ravitza Bita, over there it's Einezeka Matsui. So therefore, it's going to end up being a told of Karen. We knew Kavanos Lazik. That's like, that was already beforehand. And that's why Tosfos says, Hilkach, told of the Karen who, Deina Zeka Matzoi, Veina No Lezeka.
So why does Rashi say Veina No Lezeka?
Why does it have to say Eina Zeka Matzoi?
Veina No Lezeka.
Why does it have to say Eina Zeka Matzoi?
So tell you it's not right.
Oh. So, now I'm going to answer the other deal with what Tuli just said. Tuli's saying, Rashi is bavorning over here why it's not Rega. Why is he wondering why it's not regel? Because we're talking about Ravitza and Be'ita. Ravitza and Be'ita. What's the first thing you want to mention? That why it's not regel. That's why the first thing we speak about is Ein Hezeka Matzui. Because that's really the burning discussion here. The Gemara's question was, Ravitza Be'ita, told the regel, who? Why should it be told the regel? Because it's done with the regel. Right? So if it would be Hezeka Matzui, then what would it be? It would be Rega. But ain't Hezeka Matzui, therefore it's not Rega. And then Rashi throws in with an afterthought, Vein Hanola Hezeka.
Because maybe after Rega, maybe after, if you, even if you bavard Rega, there'd be Havamina Seh Vishen.
Maybe it should be Shane. What would be if something was, let's say something was Hanola Hezeka and Kamanasa Lahazi.
Maybe that's what it means.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what Rashi means.
Not sure. But let's say hypothetically, it was both. Then what would it be?
Karen.
If it was both, what would you make it?
Karen.
Why would you make it
not,
Karen?
If it was
Hanola Zeka and Kavanah Salahazik.
If they're a steer.
Karen. If they're not a steer.
What would you make it?
So we're saying that Hanola Zeka means, not that it's Hanola, that it actually ended up getting Hanola.
Maybe. Let's say it was able to have both. What would you make it? Karen or Shane?
Shane.
Why would you make it Shane?
Because the vart of Hana then is that it got Hana, so it doesn't matter what happened.
Just give me a simple reason why you would make it Shane and not Karen.
It's
really? Time done? Simple reason. You have a choice to make it Shane or Karen.
Because Karen can't have
Karen's a Shane.
No, Karen can't have Hana.
Why would it make it Shane, not Karen?
If it got Hana,
simple reason. Let's say it's coming to Sazik and an Olazeka. Nezik Shalom. Maybe it's both. What happens if it's both? That's what he says. Ain another zeko mishal michatzi nezek kikaren. Then it's going to pay chatzi nezek. Luye was another zeko. What would it pay? Nezek shalom. Maybe it would be both. I don't know what it would be.
So it'd be a mur, be Karen Mur, depending on the show.
No, Karen can't be mur. Karen's
Karen, Karen, Tom, Karen, and Tom, Shane.
And Shane.
But then you still.
No, and when you have another Zenko, then it's.
How would it become Karen Mur? It would be Shane. It would be Shane. Lechoira. A kid said, Lechoira, that's what Rashi's bavorning down here. Rashi's bavorning, he's saying, why is this not. I know that it's Kavanos Lahazik. Kavanos Lahazik is very important. The Gemara is about to say, Ma'ish LeKeren, the Kavanos Lahazik, basically, what's it all about? If you want to know really what's Keren about, what's it about? Kavanos Lahazik. The problem is that this is also done with the Regel, and if it's a Zeko Matsui, so then Regel will dominate and overpower the fact that it's Kavanos Lahazik. But in a Zeko Matsui, therefore, it loses its Regelness. What about maybe making it equal Shane and Keren? Now, also not, because Zeno and Ola Zeko. Therefore, the only one left standing is. Karen. And why is it Karen? Because it's Kavanos Lahazik. That's the Chorab Pshat in the Rashi. Rav Nochem asks the question. Rav Nochem asks, he says, he goes through this, basically what we're discussing over here. And he says, over here it seems in the Gemara that everything's about Kavanos Lahazik. He says there's a Gemara later on in Daf Tesvav that says, "Ois membeis ubahayin yonah makshin ha'olam." Dine the kamon mitesvav amri dehani kal bedeachla imri shunra deachla tarnagoli mishonahu v'lo magvina magola. From Rias Hakavanas the Gemara David told it to Karen. If an animal eats another animal, it seems like it's a result of Karen. V'yesh la'ayin heich mechayvin lechatzin esik mitam Karen al sugim avur deikur mechayv Karen kavanas lahazik ubekal bedeachla imri ein kavanas lahazik. Rav Nachum seems to assume it's not Kavanos Lahazik over there when the animal eats it. We were fighting this out a little bit. Rav Nachum seems to say it's not Kavanos Lahazik. The animal's eating because it's eating. It's a weird eating. It's strange eating. But animals do strange things. Just check YouTube. You'll see it all over the place.
If
right?
If we're learning that the Hana Lahazik is that it ended up getting Hana, so then it doesn't matter. What yeah. happened to you, Maisa?
Right.
Like,
right.
If we're saying. Right. That it's what its Kavana was, so maybe its Kavana was to do damage, it just ended up being.
Maybe not. He's trying to save face.
I've seen him, he might be going.
I got it, he's trying to save face. I got it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, how does Rav Nachum answer the question? V'lulei demistafino. Now, lulei demistafino means when I'm about to say a big chiddush, says Rav Nachum. Ha'yanir aloimer oyi debazeh. He says other things first. V'hamechayiv b'kabel ochel imri lo yihave mitzad keren ella mitzad shein. The mechayiv is mitzad shein. V'mishuna lo yihave siba l'chiyuv ella rak siba l'ptur. Mishuna, if someone does, an animal does something abnormal, is that a reason to make you more chayiv or less chayiv?
Less chayiv.
Less chayiv. So how can mishuna make it keren? It's to seem to make it less chayiv, not more chayiv. V'yisoid achiv dekal b'dochal imri hu mishum sheyesh hano la'azeka v'avzeh bechlal ha'mechayiv d'shein v'ad patrino leminezik sholem mishum da ha'shinoi poitro. Shinoi is going to pater. Says Rav Nachum, kal b'dochal imri is shein, not Karen. Rashi says kal b'dochal imri is told of the Karen. So we medayik in Rashi very carefully. It's a told of the Karen l'shalim chatzin nezek in Achanami. It's not really a told of Karen. Klape this that it pays chatzin nezek. Where do you get a tashlim of chatzin nezek from? Says Rav Nachum, it comes from Mishune. That's from Karen. So even though Rav Nachum doesn't say the way we're saying it's really what is kabod acher imli? Is it Shane or Karen? What's the answer? Really, it's both. Klape the mazik, it's a mazik of shame. Klape the tashlum, how much you're going to pay for that? It's a told of Karen. Now, everybody say this whole hechrich.
It's a
patur.
We're going with the fact that it's a patur. Mishun is a patur.
Yeah.
It's not a reason to be mechayev. You have a reason to be mechayev.
Using the mechayev is shame, but I'm going to use mishuna. I'm going to borrow mishuna from Karen to make shame mishuna pater and chatzin ezek. I'm going to borrow mishuna of Karen to make regel, if there's such a thing as regel mishuna, patur chatzin ezek. Anything that's mishuna,
there's a told of the Karen Right. It gives us that pator that we put
that's
in.
Right. That's right. L'shalim. It's told the Karen l'shalim chatzi nesek. Now, everybody said this is all only necessary. Rashi l'shitasai. Listen to why. Because what was Rav Nachum's whole effort? Rav Nachum said, Mishunah isn't a reason to be chayiv. If it's not a reason to be chayiv, how does it become a tolda through a reason? Let me ask you a question. Eish. What makes something eish? There's only one thing. The question is what about it? But what makes something eish? Koyach achamura. Is that a chumra or a kula? According to Tosfos. It's a kula. Even though it's a kula, still that's what makes it eish. Right? So, can Mishuna make something Karen? Says Rav Nachum, how? But Mishuna is a Siba Tapater. I don't care what it's a Siba for. The Yisoid of making something into a Tolda is its personality, is its Tchuna. If Mishuna is a Tchuna of Karen, anything that's Mishuna, according to Tosfos, in theory, can fall under the category of
Karen.
Anything Mishuna can fall into the category. Rashi, that we said that the whole Yisoid of our Gemara is we're looking for a Siba to be Chayiv. So then you can't tell me Mishuna is going to make a Karen. What makes a Karen? Only something that's going to make you Chayiv is making it. What about Koach HaChamuv? But what does Rashi say? That's a reason to make you Chayiv. So that's also a Siba to make you Chayiv. Can Mishuna make a Karen? Says Rav Nachum, no, Mishuna can't make a Karen. So what's Kabbalah Achal Umri? And Achal Ami, it's going to have to be Shein. I, Rashi calls it Karen, he doesn't mean it's Karen. He just means it's a told of Karen. Klape, this Nakud that's going to be a told of Karen.
So according to Tosus, you pay full? In the case?
No.
He calls it Karen.
It's Mishuna, it's Karen. It's Mishuna.
It's regular Karen.
It's Karen. It's regular Karen. Okay. Rabbi say one last nekuda in the sugya. Rabbi say there are Rashi's that are going to be problematic. Tuli Baruch Hashem has gathered together numerous Rashi's that are going to be a problem, and we have a klal from Rav Nachum says it. Says we deal with things when we get there. We'll deal with it. We get there right now. Voshtei do, voshtei. You have a problem? No problem. We'll get there. We'll deal with it. This is up to Rav Nachum. It's issue. You have to be holding in the sugi. You have to learn the whole sugi, the kishkas from top to bottom. You have a Rashi.
Oh, not that it doesn't line up. You have to know how it lines up.
You have to figure it out.
It does line up somehow. It's
we'll have to see when we get there. We'll deal with it.
But it does. At the end of the day, it's going to line up.
We're left with the one kasha which we want to discuss. Big kasha here. The kasha is that we, the Chora, found until the same lab, Piyetzabam. On the Talmud HaRajba. It's not a kasha on the Rajba himself. Because the Rajba holds, what happens if an animal bites into a cookie and doesn't eat it? What's it a told of? According to the Rajba himself?
Shane.
Why? Kavanos Lahazik. That's called Kavanos Lahazik. That's a full-fledged Kavanos Lahazik. Because what is Kavanos Lahazik? I'm sorry. That's Hanos Lahazik. What is Hanos Lahazik? That's another word for Hanos Lahazik. Kavanos Lahazik. So it's full-fledged Shane. But the Talmud HaRajba says, what is it if an animal bites into a cookie and doesn't eat it? It's Karen. Why? Because it can't be Hanah Lezeka, because there's no Hanah, there's no Ubir. But how is it Karen? There's no Kavanah Salahazik. He's not doing it to be Mazik. So we have a Tolda same Lach Yetzibahem. I have a great case. The Gemara says, Tolda the Karen Maihi, Revitza, Nishicha, Revitza, Bita, time out. Nishicha when there's no Hanah. Maishna Karen the Kavanos Lazik, wrong. Ani not Kavanos Lazik, wrong. Why don't I have a perfect case? We could end right here. This is my kasha. I didn't see Rav Nachum ask this kasha, but with something Rav Nachum says Yisoid. Something Rav Nachum says, I'm going to try to answer the kasha. You turn over the back of the page. Rav Nachum says Yisoid. You have to try to understand the Yisoid of Rav Nachum. And see if this works for us. Hine kvar nisbar la'el. T'cholheicha shederech ha-behema la'hazik be'oifen mesuya.
Can't
we just go like Tosfos?
The Gemara
is
not saying
kavanos
la'hazik.
That the var of Karen is kavanos la'hazik. It's still saying the tchunas. It doesn't have the tchunas of Karen. So therefore it should be
tchunas of Mishuna. This case, Mishnah.
It's not even Mishana.
It's not Mishana?
No, it's Mishana.
Eating?
Eating? Spitting it out.
It's not spitting it out. It took a bite and it fell. Didn't spit it out.
That's not Mishana?
No. If it spit it out, then it would be very strange. And that's not Hanola Zeka, because what did he do it for? Yeah, he took a bite in order to eat it, and it fell. Nice thought, though. Hine kvar nisvar la'el. V'chol heicha shederech ha-behema. You have to read the words very carefully, because it's a very big chiddush. Derecha derech ha-behema la-hazik ba'ofen mesuyam. Chashvinan le-kemu edes le-gamri la-hach-maisa. Says like this. Kol heicha, anyway, anytime. So derech ha-behem al-hazik, the behem has a derech to be mazik, but oifen mesuyin, in a particular fashion. It's a particular fashion. Like the animal, let's say, bites. Is biting something normal that an animal does?
When it eats.
Yeah. When does it bite?
When it eats, when does it
not? No, not when it eats. I want to say bite. What about bite? Not eating. It's an animal bite.
When
it's
angry.
Angry, damaging, angry. Kamalas al-hazik. That's what an animal does. So it's mazik and oifen mesuyin. It's going to be considered a mu'ed legamri for that ma'isa. We don't care if the ma'isa is now being done in an irregular way. The ma'isa is being done in an irregular way. The animal does this ma'isa. Is biting one of the things that an animal does? Yes. When an animal bites normally, how does the animal bite? What's motivating the animal?
Hezek.
So even if I found an animal doing it in a very bizarre way, now the animal's doing it strange, that doesn't redefine the maisa. The maisa is an act of kavanos al hazik. Din Thomas v'cheska shimor. Nema rak b'chiyagam nashin derech hamazik lahazik b'hach hezek klal. Al b'chiyagam nashedarkoi lasois lahach maisa. It's normal to do that maisa. El disramish asa ba'ofen mishuna mikri shapir darkoi lahazik. I'm understanding what he's saying is as follows. There are certain things that the animal does. This is what the animal does. Revitza, be'ita, neshicha, be'ifa, these are all things the animal does. That's kiveya, the way that the animal does it, as that's what the maisa, that's intrinsically what the maisa is. Even if the animal's doing it now, not like that. But is neshicha kavanos l'hazik? Yes. Is revitza kavanos l'hazik? Yes. Doesn't make a difference to me now the animal's not doing it that way. But that's what when the animal does revitza, that's what revitza is. That is the revitza of the animal. So therefore, this maisa is taiched as a maisa of kavanos al-hazik.
So why isn't shame karen?
No. So
good. We're gonna get there in a second. Let me take. I'm gonna take first. The Gemara. This can explain where the Gemara started from. The Gemara says, "Neshicha told of the shame." What was the Gemara thinking? Strange. What's the Gemara thinking? Why isn't the Shicha told shame? Because it was done with the tooth? Why it makes a difference with done? Because it's done with the tooth? The answer is the Gemara thought because the mazik is shame. What is shame usually being done with?
Shame.
What does it usually do with a shame? What's the normal act of shame?
Shicha.
What?
Shicha.
Achila. The normal act of shame is achila. Because the normal act of shame is achila, so anything done with the shame, we're automatically going to make it into a maisa. Of Hanola Zekoi. We'll make it that is the definition. Everything done with the tooth will be defined as shame. As achila.
Anything that's achila will be defined regardless of how it's done.
So that's going to be the next step. That will be the next step.
Yeah,
so the Gemara first starting all the way at the top. Hold on, we'll get there. Good. Get all the way to the top. The top is shame. Anything done with the shame is automatically going to be considered to be like Hanola Zeka. Do we know Hanola Zeka is something? I know Hanola Zeka is something. Even though this doesn't have Hanola Zeka, but we're going to make it shame anyway. Anything done with the regel is going to be Hezeka Matzoi, even though it's not Hezeka Matzoi, but we're going to define it as Hezeka Matzoi. So the Gemara, no. It's not, doesn't depend on the limb. It depends on the action. What's the action of shame? Achilo. Any achila is taka going to be. Any achila is taka going to be. It's going to be shame. What's the action of regel? Halicha. Any halicha is taka going to be regel. What would be if I have an achila that doesn't have hanola zeka bepoyel? It's still going to be considered to be shay. That's where the Gemara went
so
down.
So if an animal eats an object, it's a good action of achila, it should fall under shay.
If the animal does an object,
there's no hanola zeka.
That's no hanola zeka.
So if it's just the mice of achila that matters.
No, but that's only in the Gemara's Havamina.
No, we're in the Maskana.
No, that's what I'm saying.
In the Maskana, you could be Neshicha's Karen, even though there's no Kavanah
Salah. What was the Gemara saying? The Gemara's Havamina was Neshicha should be told as Shein because it has the same action. It's not as Nala Zeko. We knew that already. We're saying even though it's not as Nala Zeko.
Havamina was not because it has the same action. That's the Maskana.
That can't be the Maskana because it says here there's Hanala Zeko, there isn't. That's the Maskana. How could that be the maskana?
What do you mean?
How could the maskana be?
No, the maskana is that you need it in the maisa. The maisa has to have hanola zeko. Once the maisa has hanola zeko, even if I do this maisa in a way that doesn't have it, then I'm good. In other words, we started off with tooth. Hold on a second. You're saying good. Started off with tooth. Went from tooth down to maisa. The act of achila. What happens if I do an act of achila without actually having hanoh? I'm good. It's still considered. What's an example of that? Talmud Rashba. So I did it. I have a maisa achila without hanah. So what Tilly's asking me is, okay, what happens if, so then if I taka eat something, and I, over there it's not a maisa achila, it's maisa bi'ita, I mean. Maisa of neshicha. Maisa neshicha without kavanas lahazik. Because I do a maisa of neshicha. Right? So we do a maisa achila without hanah, the charet should be shame. The Talmud HaRajb is telling us the following thing. Tilly's asking a very simple question. Talmud HaRajb says, a maisa of neshicha without kavanas lahazik is still keren. So that would mean a maisa achila without hanosh should still be shein. A maisa of regel without a zekamatz should still be regel, which it could be. Because what am I seeing? If you the lashon of the Talmud HaRajba is kol neshicha is keren hu. They don't have a Talmud HaRajba here. You have one here? Yes, there's Ma'am Klemis. Where's this? I got one. I have one right here. Listen to the lashon of the Talmud HaRajba. Kol neshicha vaday tola de keren hi. Va'afilu noshcha kiko la'anosa kadei la'ochloi. Still, it's going to be keren. How did it become keren? Because it's a maisa neshicha. Even though there's no kavanos lahazik. Say, that's totally a maisa achila. Even with without anol hazik, there should be a maisa of shein. A maisa achila should be a maybe it is.
Or in case we have kind of that is
sheep. Well, how do you determine maisa and neshicha maisa?
Maybe it is. Okay, Rabbi Isai. We're going to have to work this out. This is an Edel Nakuda, but I think that we're coming to say the Gemara went through steps. It started out with maybe it's telling the tooth. It's telling the Maisa Achila. But that remains. We don't taka need the tchunas at the end. You just need that the Maisa has the tchuna. Now it should be part of the tchuna. We want to go over tonight.